But first, we're tracking the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic and Pfizer's newly announced antiviral pill designed to help treat the disease. Data last week showed Pfizer's pill cut the risk of hospitalization or death by 89% in high-risk adults. And we're welcoming in Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani for more on this topic. And Anjali, what's the latest on Pfizer's antiviral pill, and when might this actually seek authorization?
Well, Emily, we know that Pfizer has already planned to do that filing by Thanksgiving, ideally, and they've already cut that trial short in order to make sure that they are filing and have that data to submit to the FDA. We know that this is really exciting news because it really adds to the basically the pool of treatment that will be available to Americans here. We know that already Merck has had their pill out for authorization by the FDA. They just got authorization in the UK, and that will prove to have 50% efficacy in preventing hospitalizations. Meanwhile, Pfizer's pill, as you mentioned, 89%, and is a 30 pill treatment, or rather for a week, and that's exactly what they're looking at, is basically having early day treatment in order to prevent further hospitalizations and deaths. All of this, of course, welcome news right now, and we're seeing the impact of this announcement. We haven't yet seen the data as yet, but that is based on that information that we currently have is all based on what Pfizer has said in their press release recently. Meanwhile, we also know that a lot is going on, of course, as we look at the infrastructure bill and what else is going on over in DC. A lot of hope pinned on the Build Back Better plan, which is something that really hasn't had a lot of really oomph behind it just yet. We've seen a lot of things be discussed, but some reports have said that some of the ideas have been watered down. So what's in that really, as we wait for moving past the infrastructure and into BBB, is really looking at really some overhaul to the Medicaid funding, and including home care, which is something that we've actually seen really pick up throughout the pandemic, and hoping for more for more funding behind that as well. And meanwhile, there's also the discussion, of course, against lower drug pricing, which everyone has their eyes on, to see exactly how that will be done, especially as it relates to Medicare. And one thing that often gets overlooked, actually, is the infrastructure for internet and the buildup that is supposed to be done there, because that actually plays a role in telehealth. So all eyes on that. Back to you.
All right, Yahoo Finance health reporter Anjali Kamlani, thank you so much for breaking that down for us.